And now, an Adventures in Odyssey Club exclusive.
And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Why won't you print?
Knock, knock, Zoe. Everyone's outside eagerly awaiting our director to post the cast list.
Sorry, Olivia. The director is having trouble with her printer. Can I help?
You got a hammer?
I'm just so excited that you're directing the play I wrote about Irena Sendler.
Me too. It's a great script.
I am also excited about seeing who you cast. Not that it'll be much of a surprise. Not to me, anyway.
Well, about that...
What?
I know you're very close to the part, and obviously you understand the character since you wrote her.
Finally!
But I didn't cast you as Irena.
What?
Well, you had a great audition, and you're gonna be amazing in the show, but not as Irena.
Oh, I'm confused. Who could possibly play the lead in the play that I wrote better than me? And who am I playing, anyway?
Let me post the cast list.
Janina? I'm playing Irena's elderly mother? Is this a joke?
Olivia, please, not here.
I know the mom is an important part and everything, but I really...
Olivia, get it out of the way so everyone can see their parts.
Okay, sorry. Who's playing Irena?
Oh, cool. I got the lead.
Valerie? You cast Valerie as my Irena Sendler?
Zoe, how could you possibly give the lead role to Valerie? Olivia, listen.
I mean, the whole time I was writing this play, I was thinking about how incredible it would be to portray Irena.
Okay.
This story is important to me. I want it to really move the audience. Do you honestly think Valerie can do that?
Yes.
Really? Valerie Swanson is going to move the audience.
You didn't see her audition.
Don't tell me you fell for her sweet and innocent facade.
Of course not. Look, I know as a person, she's
a two-faced manipulative liar. She pretends to be nice, but it's all fake.
I know that. And it's kind of what makes her a good actor. A terrible person, sure. But as an actor, she's got that forceful spirit Irena needs.
And apparently, I have what it takes to play Valerie's mom. She's only in three scenes.
You're not Valerie's mom. You're Irena's. And as you know, she's a vital part of the story. Those are three crucial scenes. She needs to be strong and nurturing, which you can play very well.
That's true, but I...
You wrote an amazing script, Olivia. I want to make this play the best it can be. And to do that, I need you to play Irena's mother.
All right. I'll do it.
You'll see. It's gonna be great!
Calm down, everyone. Please, calm down.
Lieutenant McGurk, I don't think you understand. General Morgan and his men are killers.
And?
You're a Union Army officer.
And?
They'll shoot you on sight.
Perhaps, but I don't think so. I'll be traveling under a flag of truce, which the Confederates are bound to honor.
How's my program look, Mr. Whittaker?
Oh, well, it's not bad, Renee. Although the townspeople seem a little, I don't know, fanciful.
Oh, don't worry about them. Sperry's the hero.
You're a hero, young man. A bona fide hero.
See?
Thank you. Thank you all. But I'm just doing my job. Let's get to it, please. Excuse me while I climb into my M4 Sherman battle tank.
His what?
Oh, that's not supposed to happen.
The Confederates will never see this coming.
They sure won't.
Into the breach once more!
Way to go, McGurk!
No, he's supposed to ride off on a horse.
What's that?
Oh, that's the air raid siren. The Confederate Army, they launched an intercontinental ballistic missile, and it's headed straight for Odyssey.
Look out! Incoming!
Run, everybody, run! Get into the bomb shelter!
Those haven't been invented yet!
Alert, duck, cover!
Computer, end program.
Oh, what a disaster!
Well, obviously there's a bug in my program.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I know the problem.
What?
Did you use an artificial intelligence matrix?
Of course.
And did you program it specifically for this adventure?
Well, no. I repurposed one that you created for Sergeant York.
Ah, well, that's the problem. Each adventure needs its own matrix, or you get glitches.
But that takes a lot of time. Isn't it more efficient to modify an existing program?
No, not if the shortcut creates glitches like the one you just saw.
You're right. I'll get to work on it.
And while you're at it, the townspeople need some work too.
Oh, right, yeah, you said they were, what was it, fanciful?
Yeah, overplayed and unrealistic. What were the names of those men who were talking to McGurk?
I don't know.
Well, you should. You, as the programmer, should know everything about each character and put that information into the adventure.
Oh, you mean I have to come up with names, families, jobs, and a whole backstory for everyone?
That's right.
It seems like overdoing it. You know, gilding the lilies, as they say.
Well, why don't you give it a try and just see how it turns out?
This story has a lot of characters. I suppose I better get started.
Oh, that was great, Valerie. Okay, now in the next scene, Irena's mother discovers the jar where Irena's been keeping the names of the children she rescued. All right, everyone. Lights up on Irena as her mother enters.
Mother, what are you doing up?
Irena, I found the jar in your room. You must stop. This is too dangerous.
I won't stop. There are children who need me.
How can you do this to me? Your own mother.
Don't you see? I am the only one who can save them. I feel the calling in my soul, and no one will stop me. Not the Gestapo, not the Nazi army, and not you!
That was amazing, Valerie.
Whatever.
What about me?
Yeah, you were good too. Do you want me to do anything differently? Be louder? Walk around more? No, it was fine, Olivia. Okay, so let's move on to the next scene. Valerie has all these big moments coming up. I want to try a few ideas with blocking.
Olivia, since you're done, would you get me some water? All of this acting is making me thirsty.
Anything for the star. Can you do this to me? Your own mother.
Oh, Irena! How can you do this to me?
Is everything all right, love?
Renee, what are you doing here?
Taking a break from coming up with names and personalities for dozens of 19th century townspeople. You?
Figuring out how to perform a minor character in a play in a way that will move the audience.
And you came here because you thought ice cream would help?
Oh, ice cream helps everything. One sundae, please. Heavy on the whipped cream.
Coming right up. So, what's the play about?
Irena Sendler. She rescued thousands of children from the Warsaw Ghetto in World War II. But instead of being cast as the lead, I'm Irena's mom with a whopping 3 scenes.
Well, what's that theater saying? There are no small parts, only small actors.
Well, Valerie makes me feel like a small actor, so she'll get the glory while dear old mom stands unappreciated in the wings.
I know what you mean. Who's gonna care about Matthias Collins, telegraph operator?
Who's that?
Some wee little man no one will ever see in the Imagination Station adventure I'm programming.
If I knew Zoe was gonna cast me as the mom, I would have written myself a better part. Wait a minute.
What?
Why can't I give the mom a bigger role? Excuse me, Renee.
What about your sundae?
Oh, make it to go. I've got some writing to do.
I won't stop. There are children who need me.
Irena, how can you do this to me? Your own mother.
Don't you see, Mother? I have to take care of...
Zoe?
Excuse me?
Yeah, I was wondering if I could try this scene another way.
Wait.
What way? Well, as the writer of this play, I'm starting to see that this scene is missing the emotional weight it ought to have. So, I wrote a few new lines.
What?
I guess we can try it. You okay with that, Valerie?
Whatever.
Back to the top of the page, then.
I won't stop. There are children who need me.
Oh, Irena, how?
How? You? My own daughter, flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood? Indeed, the task you wish to undertake is fraught with danger. But can it compare to the pain a mother feels knowing her child has rejected her?
Okay. Don't you see, mother? I must...
What do you think, Zoe?
That was interesting.
That was just one of the ways the scene could go. I wrote 5 others. Should we run through them all?
We'll come back to it. Warren, in this scene, you gotta come through the door really angry. Scare the audience.
Got it. I'm angry.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
Irena Sandler, open up in the name of the Fuhrer.
Mother, the Gestapo are here.
Quick, give me the jar. I'll hide it.
Irena Sandler, you are under arrest.
No!
Out of my way, old woman.
What happened?
Olivia just shot off a gun.
What, just a fake one? Blanks, blanks!
What are you doing?
You'll see. Just keep going.
Olivia, seriously.
Oh, I've been shot. The Nazi officer shot me.
What?
Oh, everything is going dark. Irena, where is my dear daughter? I want to hold her one last time in these tired arms of mine. Life is but a walking shadow.
Olivia, what are you doing?
Wouldn't it be so dramatic if the mom died in this scene? Then Irena could be motivated by the death of her mother, a central character in her arc.
But that doesn't line up historically. Irena's mother isn't shot by the officers.
It's called dramatic license.
It's called overacting. This is dumb.
I'm just trying to make the play all it can be, Valerie.
Zoe! I cannot work under these conditions!
If Valerie can't stay, I could play Irena. I have all the lines memorized.
No! Valerie, please stay. Olivia, let's talk about your ideas. Next time.
Fine.
Fine.
You're a good spy, McGurk.
Thank you, sir.
Your mission is to scope out the small towns along our route, assess their defensive strength, and create panic in them. Put this disguise on.
Union Army officer's uniform?
That's right. Using your acting skills, you can trick the townspeople into giving you information.
I see, General Morgan.
And if that doesn't work, put this on.
A mailman's uniform?
That's right. You can trick the townspeople by telling them you're there to deliver a package.
I see. Brilliant.
And if that doesn't work, put this on.
A basketball uniform?
That's right. You can trick the townspeople by dribbling and dunking.
Computer, stop program.
No. Why is it still glitching?
I have a suspicion. How many soldiers are in this scene?
489. And yes, I programmed all of them.
All right, well, let's talk to a few of them.
Why?
Computer, open the character development partition. Son, what's your name?
Alan Burnell, Private First Class, serving under General Morgan.
And where are you from?
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
And what's your name, sir?
Alan Burnell, Private First Class, serving under General Morgan.
And where are you from?
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
What a coincidence, eh?
Attention.
Sir.
Can everyone state their name, please?
Alan Burnell.
Renee, did you program every single soldier with the same name and backstory?
Yes. They all have programming, so what does it matter if they all think they're the same person?
Well, don't you think the users will notice that it's an army of clones? Or that you use the same vocal processor for everyone in the army, including Sperry McGurk?
Well...
Or that General Morgan sounds suspiciously like the mayor of Odyssey? Renee... Every little detail plays an important role in storytelling.
I know, but why would that make it glitch?
I didn't design the machine to handle shortcuts like these.
Aye, but there's the problem. If you give me a chance, I know I could reprogram the imagination station to work even better by taking shortcuts, like you say. Think about how much time that would save you.
You know, I appreciate your ambition, but that isn't how I want the machine to work. Besides, I'd rather you learn the rules of the machine before you try to break them.
Oh, no. Did I break something else?
No, that's the buzzer. Connie needs help at the counter. Do you need anything else from me before I go?
Nope. I know what I need to do.
Well, good. I'm looking forward to seeing your next pass. And I do appreciate your work on this, Renee. Thank you.
No, I am not going to waste my time naming 489 soldiers. I've been programming since I could type. Maybe Mr. Whittaker just needs to see what I can do. Computer, open source code partition.
Warning, modifying source code is a priority one developer command. Are you sure you want to proceed?
Yes, yes. Sorry, Mr. Whittaker, but you'll thank me for this.
The lighting later, Valerie. You're doing great.
Of course I am. It's hopeless. Where is God in a place like this? I really believe that... What's that?
I don't know.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Olivia! Stop!
What?
I have more to do.
What are you doing?
I was thinking this would be a good point for Irena to be reminded of her mother's steadfast encouragement. And what better way to express that than through a musical dream sequence?
That's it!
Zoe, if you don't put a stop to this, I'm quitting!
Oh, no, Valerie, hang on. Olivia, she's right. No changes to the script.
Thank you!
I liked what you wrote to begin with.
I'm trying to make the show better.
And I appreciate that, but
what?
They're terrible ideas.
What would you know about writing a play?
Oh, I'm just repeating what Zoe said before you waltzed on stage singing your aria.
What?
Wait,
Zoe!
I didn't say your ideas were terrible.
But it's what you meant.
What I meant was... they aren't right for this play.
But there wouldn't even be a play if I hadn't written it.
Oh, did you write this play? You only remind us every 10 seconds.
Olivia, let's just...
No. If you don't like my ideas, don't use them.
Fine with me.
You're okay with that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. In fact, don't even use me. I quit.
Zoe sided with Valerie. Valerie! Over me! So I quit.
Bold move.
God gave me all the passion and talent for this material, but I don't get the chance to use it.
I don't know about God, but I do think it's a shame you don't get to use your gifts for the play. Here's your sundae.
Nah, on second thought, I don't feel like ice cream.
Oh, I have an idea.
Chocolate?
No. How'd you like to be the first kid to try a whole new kind of imagination station adventure?
Charge!
Wow, where are we?
1863. What do you think of my first adventure?
Pretty impressive. Look at all those soldiers.
Yep. I found a way to program an entire army in one afternoon. Mr. Whittaker didn't think I could do it, so I had to show him that.
Nearly hit us.
Oh, don't worry. That's supposed to happen.
Oh.
Oh, oh. You two! What are you doing here?
We are, townspeople?
Yeah.
From the Collins family of telegraph operators. Huh. We lost our way. We'll be going now.
Oh, no, you won't. A couple of northern spies, more like it.
What?
That's not supposed to happen. Computer, end program. Oh, no. Computer!
Computer? Oh, sounds like a Union secret code!
Oh, no.
What do we do?
Run!
Okay.
Get back here! After those two!
How do we get out of here?
I don't know. I can't stop the program. Look, make for those trees.
Right
out! Bye! Here he comes!
We'll lose him in the forest. Go!
What's that sound?
It's a
tank?
Don't go that way!
I have you now!
Okay, or that way!
We're trapped!
Oh, no! No! Oh, no! Olivia, are you okay?
I think so. How did you stop the program?
I didn't.
I did. What was going on in there? Every alarm and warning on the imagination station was going off.
That was my, My new program.
I see.
Yeah.
Renee, let's go downstairs and chat.
I'm sorry, Mr. Whittaker. I just wanted to show you what I was capable of. It seemed like such a waste of time to program all those little details.
Yeah, well, the one little detail you kept skipping was listening to me.
I just don't get why I have to sweat the small stuff.
I have to say I agree.
You do?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't notice everything that goes into an Imagination Station adventure. And if no one notices your work, is it really that important? Why waste your time?
Well, do you remember the story where Jesus and the disciples were having dinner after they'd walked for miles? They were dirty from the dusty roads, and a woman named Mary came in and used a bottle of perfume worth a year's wages to wash Jesus' feet.
Whoa, that's a really expensive foot bath.
Oh, it was. In fact, one of the disciples got angry at the woman and said that perfume should have been sold and the money given to the poor.
He had a point, didn't he? Mary could have used water to wash Jesus' feet. They'd be just as clean and they could feed the poor.
Well, maybe, but the point is this. Mary wanted to give her very best in that simple act of service to Jesus. As God, doesn't he deserve our very best?
Well, yeah.
What's true for Mary is true for all of us. Whether it's foot washing, programming, or acting, we should never offer anything less than our best for him.
You heard about the play?
Now, Zoe came in a while ago and told me what happened. She said you weren't happy with the smaller part.
No, that's not true. I'm fine. I mean, I'm mostly fine with Valerie being the star. I just wanted the opportunity to use my gifts in a bigger way.
You don't think the mother of Irena Sendler was a big part of what God accomplished?
No, of course she was.
So,
I just got a big head and wanted more praise.
No detail is insignificant. All the seemingly little things we do work together to accomplish God's bigger plan.
Where's Zoe now?
In the little theater, holding auditions to recast your part.
What? I gotta go. Thanks, Mr. Whittaker.
Break a leg, Olivia. I don't know, do you really think programming a villager is the same as washing Jesus' feet with expensive perfume?
Not exactly the same, no, but what I'm trying to say is that you know when you've taken a shortcut and when you've given your best, and that's what matters to God. And as your boss, it's what matters to me.
All right, no more shortcuts, no more programming workarounds. I'm going to roll up my sleeves and dig into those details.
Good. I can't wait to see what you come up with.
Did they really have to make this dress so uncomfortable?
Ugh. Irena was worried about saving children, not fashion.
Okay, we're back from intermission in 5 minutes.
How's the crowd reacting, Zoe?
They're loving it. At least 15 people came up to me after the first act and told me what an amazing job you're doing, Valerie.
Whatever.
You were outstanding.
Yeah, I know. Where's my letter for the next scene? Matt's supposed to bring it to me.
Check the prop table in the other wing.
It is so hard to get good help around here.
Ugh.
Whew. How are you doing, Olivia?
I'm having a great time. I'm so glad you agreed to be Irena's mother. You've been perfect. And great job writing the play.
Thanks.
Where is my water bottle?
Excuse me. I'll take care of it.
When we're doing a task that seems unimportant, we might find ourselves struggling to do it at all, let alone do our best at it. But as we saw in today's adventure, being diligent in all our jobs, no matter how big or small, is important. Colossians 3 says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as though you were working for the Lord rather than men." The next time you feel like your work isn't important, imagine that you're doing it for God. because, after all, you are. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Always Do Your Best Dish was written by Sam Seksiri and directed by Nathan Hubler, with sound design by Jonathan Crowe and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Andre Stoika, Kelly Stables, Amy Pemberton, Natalie Lander, Allison Sharp, Fred Tatasciore, Jim Meskimen, and Aiden Lewandowski. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.